Join us to navigate your awakening as we share the ancient science of transformation. Practicing this ancient wisdom will help you tune into your power and unlock your greatest potential. If you are ready to embark on your awakening and discover your soul path, then please welcome your host and transformation expert, Trinace.
Welcome to Navigating the Awakening. I am your host, Trinace. Thank you for joining me today. I greet you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. I would like to begin with the Internal Light Meditation so that we can all align our energies with the cosmos, with the universal light. If you are driving or listening to this and not able to close your eyes, then please simply open your heart and allow the intention of healing to move through you. Allow each and every breath to relax you more and more as we go deeper. Let's begin. First breath in. Breathe out. Second breath in. Breathe out. Third breath in. Breathe out. Relax. Allow your breaths to find their natural rhythm. With each breath in, allow yourself to become centered and focused. And with each exhalation, release all tension and stress, any mental distractions or images, and allow yourself to be in this moment in meditation. Focus your attention on the center of your chest. See your internal light as it illuminates your heart, as it fills your heart with healing, brilliant white light. Continue to see this light as it grows brighter and brighter with each and every breath, allowing your heart to be filled with peace, love, joy, and forgiveness, releasing all heavy, negative, or dark energies, and allowing the light of Source to fill your heart completely. And now see the light as it spreads throughout your chest, moving into your lungs, filling your lungs with healing energies, removing any blockages. Allow the light to move into each and every red blood cell as they are filled with life-giving energies, carrying this force throughout your body to every extremity. And now see the light as it moves in all directions throughout the chest, moving up into your shoulders, down into your arms, your elbows, your forearms, your wrists, and moving into your palms and fingertips, allowing for healing energies to flow through your palms, radiating out into the world and all around you. Continue to see this light as it moves up through your neck, releasing tension and stress, moving into your cheeks, your ears, your nose, your eyes, your forehead, and moving up into your crown, activating the connection with your higher self, allowing for clear communication, clear downloads. And now see the light as it moves down into your diaphragm and your stomach, bringing healing energies to these organs of digestion and deeper breathing. Allow for any excess energies to flow out through your exhalation. Continue to see the light as it moves into the small intestine and the large, allowing for the assimilation of your nutrients and your light energies. Continue to see the light as it flows into your kidneys, your liver, your gallbladder, your spleen, your pancreas, and your bladder. All of your organs, tissues, and cells are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect balance, perfect health, aligning you with all that is good, all that is desired. And now see the light as it moves into the colon, the uterus, the sex organs, bringing healing to these organs of release and regeneration, allowing for you to be strengthened, to be increased in wisdom, and knowledge, and understanding. Letting go of all energies, physical, mental, spiritual, or emotional, that no longer serve your highest good. And now see the light as it passes through your hips, moving through your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, and into the soles of your feet. You are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect balance, perfect health. Continue to see the light as it moves through the soles of your feet, turning into silver cords that move deep into Mother Earth, anchoring you and grounding you, securing you to the energy, the presence, the love of Mother Earth. Allow all excess energies to flow through these cords to be recycled, reused by Mother Earth to create something beautiful. And now continue to see your light as it grows brighter from within your heart, moving throughout the body, and now passing through each and every pore in your body, surrounding you in a beautiful healing bubble of white light. Allow this light to bring balance to your energy field, to your aura, to all of the bodies that surround you that are unseen, bringing you into perfect balance, perfect alignment. Continue to see the white light as it is now filled with all of the colors of the rainbow, all of the frequencies that are needed to bring balance to you on every level. Allow this light to continue to spread out, feeling the space, the room, wherever you are, bringing healing, love, peace, joy to all the space and all who enter it. Continue to see the light as it now passes through the walls, any obstacles, moving out into your community, your town, your city, your village. Wherever you are, the light passes through easily, removing any blockages, any obstacles, carrying healing energies out onto the earth. And now see the light as it moves through the earth, going down deep, anchoring within the earth, feeling the earth from the heart center of the earth, with light, with love, with peace, with forgiveness, allowing Mother Earth to be grounded and rooted in this light as well, connecting us as one, rejoining our energies as one, strengthening all who connect to this light. Continue to see the light now as it moves out into the air and the atmosphere that we breathe, the auric field of the earth, allowing for the colors of the rainbow to be seen throughout the air, bringing balance to the auric field that we call the atmosphere of the earth, allowing for healing through each and every breath, the cleansing of the air, the strengthening of the lungs, the healing of the heart, allowing for all humanity, all beings that connect to the light to be brought together as one through our light, reminding us that there is only one light, one source, and we are all a part of it. Continue to see this light as it flows out now, passing through any barriers on our planet, allowing for healing energies to move out into the world and beyond, into our galaxy, our universe, our multiverse, carrying love, healing, rejuvenation, regeneration. The power of love is increased through the light of Source, bringing all of us together as one. In our power and our oneness, we regain our memory, and our power is increased each and every day as we practice this meditation. And so it is. Thank you. Thank you, family. Thank you for sharing your light with me. Okay, so we will now begin our discussion on the journey of the soul and the body universe. And this is a continuation. So let us begin with the body universe. This is a continuation from previous shows. We are now going to introduce the frequencies for the planets Uranus and Neptune. So the frequency of Uranus is 207.36 hertz, 207.36 hertz. And the frequency of Neptune is 211.44 hertz. Again, that's 211.44 hertz. Now, in Vedic astrology, Uranus and its energies are considered to be very strong. It signifies intelligence and therefore is related to research, technological advancements, breakthroughs, and overall science. Uranus is called the god of the sky and the heavens, and is also the ruler of Aquarius. It signifies forward thinking, but also includes tradition and originality, as well as individuality. Uranus is associated with all that is progressive. It is related to the fields of space, research, atomic research, and archaeology. In its highest aspect, it also stands for enlightenment. The negative expressions of Uranus is rebellion against order and irresponsibility. The nature of Uranus is to break old beliefs, rigid thoughts, and to rediscover and rebuild new structures. It is considered to be a highly revolutionary planet. Uranus believes in an independent and free mind. It never tolerates getting dominated by anyone. Uranus represents independence and freedom. The underlying mission of any Uranus transit is to inspire, encourage, or coerce you to make a change that gives you freedom. The goal is to help shift you into a more inspiring existence, one that is aligned with your authentic self. Uranus is known as the Great Awakener, and is associated with breaking free from the status quo. Its influence prompts unexpected changes, fostering a spirit of rebellion and a desire for individuality. Uranus is associated with electricity, which is, in the human body, our nervous system. And it is also linked to our brain and our ability to think, problem solve, and rationalize clearly. Now, I want you to work with these frequencies of Uranus to help you awaken and break free in your life. And it will work for you in any area that you need it to. Now, Uranus is currently in the sign of Taurus until April the 27th of 2026. It has about a 7-year transit. It moves through each sign. And Taurus is a powerful sign that is linked to your inner power and your inner light. Taurus is an earth sign. So think about Uranus. It is about the air and electricity. So you have Uranus in Taurus, and now that means that the electricity is grounded. So at this time, in our space-time continuum, as some may say, we are experiencing the perfection of the grounding of this powerful energy. So that means it's very safe to access the Uranian power that is inside of you because it is within the sign of Taurus. It is grounded. And so now you can utilize it without it burning you out because Uranus has a way of frying your circuits if you are not grounded. So it's a very good time to start to work with this energy. It is a perfect marriage between Uranus and Taurus, and it will affect many aspects of our lives. Taurus is all about our money systems. It's all about our status quo, the status quo. Taurus is a fixed sign, so it doesn't like to change very often. But with Uranus there, it will shake Taurus up and make Taurus have to change. So this is a very good time for you to work on things that you've been wanting to work on in your life that have been stagnant and keeping you from moving forward. So I suggest strongly to begin to work with these frequencies of Uranus. And once again, the energy of Uranus, the frequency that it resonates at. And this is one of the octaves of Uranus, 207.36 hertz, okay? So we'll come back to this in just a moment. I want to say to you that you always have to remember that whenever we're talking about planets, and it doesn't matter what form of astrology or perception we're moving through to view these planets, you always have to know that there is a higher and lower octave of everything. Every expression in our physical reality has duality. And so there's positive and there's negative to everything. But when you are coming from the highest place in your heart, mind, and body, and you begin to utilize and access these energies, then you can always be sure that they will only be able to meet you at the frequency where you are, and they will assist you on your journey. Now, if you find yourself having a very low frequency and in very low vibration or moods, then I would say do something first to lift your energy before you begin to access these powers, because they are real and they magnify wherever you are. So Uranus has a low frequency as well. And so if you're in a low frequency and you start working with the frequency of Uranus, then you're going to access the low frequency, the low vibration, the attributes of Uranus. Now, in Vedic astrology, the higher aspects, and we're going to be talking about Neptune now, are linked to spirituality. Spirituality extrasensory perception, which we call ESP, and magic. This is Neptune. The lower aspects are related to fantasy, illusion, addiction, and sexual abuse. And just as I was saying, we have the higher octaves and we have the lower octaves of anything. Now, in most schools of astrology, be they the ancients or in modern times, Neptune is considered a planet of inspiration, dreams, illusion, and confusion. It rules our spiritual world. This planet is connected with rituals, magic, and experiences that are far beyond the material world. It helps you know that your gut is telling you the truth when you connect to Neptune. In Vedic astrology, Neptune describes the cosmic relationship of the native, and the native is us, humanity, with the universe. So when you begin to work with the Neptunian energy, it will show you the relationship that you're having with the universe, just as everything will. It's all a mirror. It's all about the invisible world, Neptune is, which connects us to our aura, which is in the unseen, our supernatural energies, and all occult sciences. And remember, occult means hidden. Hidden sciences that seem to be far beyond our reach. Neptune will help you access this energy. Neptune brings enlightenment to humanity through cosmic energies. If Neptune is strongly placed in your natal chart, it will give you mystical pursuits related to your spiritual growth. And if it is in a poor placement in your chart, then you may have more struggles with addictions and delusions in your life. Now, Neptune makes you inclined to spirituality. Wherever it is, it can be brought to a higher octave. You have to work with it. You have to desire the higher octave. It activates your ability to treat others with love, because Neptune is the highest form of love. It's that agape love. It gives you more compassion, empathy, and understanding. So when you work with the energies of Neptune, you're working not only to increase the love that you can hold in your heart, the compassion that you have for others, as well as yourself, and the understanding that you want to have for humanity and the world as a whole. It also is a significator of our internal mind, our thoughts, our creativity, research, financial markets, stock markets. It relates to business that is overseas, submarines, oil. You can see that these are things that have to deal with water or that are in the unseen. You don't see submarines. They're under the water. It relates to chemical refineries, antibiotic medicines, pesticides that get absorbed into the earth, and then you don't see what they're doing underneath the soil. Neptune relates to sea products, mineral mines, and occasionally it is related to harmful effects of poisonous chemicals because they move into the unseen bodies. Neptune rules Pisces and is considered the ruler of the oceans and waterways. Now, in the body, it is related to the feet and the blood. And this is very important for you to know, that Neptune in the body, because we're talking about the body universe. And this energy is related to your blood, and it is centered or located in your feet. Now, I want you to work with the frequencies of Neptune to reconnect to the earth and your soul's journey, as well as to remove heavy, dense poisons from the body through the feet. And for anyone who works with natural medicine, you know that the feet are one of the best places to work to remove toxins from the body. Now, again, the frequency of Neptune is 211.44 hertz. And as we discussed in previous episodes, you want to simply meditate on that number, and it will begin to resonate within you. And that is the frequency of Neptune. And any of the other Hertz frequency numbers we have given you, this is all you have to do, is simply meditate on the number. Hold that frequency and the intention of healing in your mind as you meditate, and you will begin to connect with whatever it is that is on that frequency for your healing. So here we are talking about removing poisons through your feet. I want to give you something that's been very powerful for me. Now, I've been in the natural healing field for over 30 years, and I've gone through a lot of different forms of healing, and I use a lot of different forms of healing in my practice. And when you simply put your feet and Dead Sea salts, and I'm going to tell you Dead Sea because Dead Sea is a very powerful ocean. It is extremely healing. People travel from all around the world to go to the Dead Sea just to swim in it to be healed. So I suggest to you to purchase Dead Sea salts and simply have enough of it that you can bury your feet in it. It would be like you setting your feet in the sand, how you would just bury your feet in the sand. You want to just sit with your feet in the Dead Sea salts and allow them to soak for probably 10, 15 minutes. And you can go longer, but you want to start slower. And simply by doing this in the dry salt, you can do it. You can soak your feet in water as well and add the salt, but I'm going to tell you, it's more profound to do it dry. And you can reuse the salts, all right? It will absorb so many toxins from your body. And people who are afraid that they have, afraid to touch salt. A lot of people are afraid of salt because you don't understand how important it is for your body. And you fear it, you know, you may have heart issues. This way you don't have to worry about that. Simply set your feet in the dry salt and allow them to soak there. And you will begin a healing process in your body that will change your life. That salt will cleanse your aura, detox your body through your feet, and give you so much energy. It's incredible. It's incredible. So I want to share that with you while we're talking about Neptune and working on removing toxins from the body through the feet. Now, when you're working with these planets, you are activating their frequencies within you. This will assist you greatly on your journey of the soul. You are here to awaken, and Uranus is called the Great Awakener, and you are here to be enlightened, and that is also the energy of Neptune. So you definitely want to be working with these planets, with the energies, in order to awaken that within you. Now, in order for you to awaken and to become enlightened, it is essential for you to master the energies that we call Neptune and Uranus. Neptune is the energy that is responsible for creating illusions when you're out of balance. So if you have not mastered or brought your Neptunian energy into balance yet, then you will still be trapped in the Maya, as the ancients call it. It is the illusions. Your life will be ruled by illusions. And this is an indication that you need to work with both of these energies in order to awaken. The Uranian energy within you is the awakener. That energy can help you break free from all forms of bondage. And that includes physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional bondage. The information that is being shared is to link you to certain aspects of the self that we have forgotten. As above, so below. As within, so without. Everything is a mirror, a reflection of our inner life, our soul's journey. We are learning through experiencing what seems to be an outer world. But what we have forgotten is that the world is within us. So when you work with the frequencies of these planets, you are working on different aspects of yourself. The ancients teach us that everything is within and is made up of consciousness. This consciousness takes on a shape or form in our physical reality. So when we look at our bodies as being conscious, then we will begin to relate to ourselves differently. You can speak directly to every cell of your body. Begin to look at the planets as being aspects of your physiology. And the part of the body that they rule is an indication of where their energy is seated within you. So Neptune is another aspect of your blood and is seated in your feet. And Uranus is an aspect of your nervous system and your brain. And this is the power of your ability to think. Uranus is electricity, and this is what runs through your nervous system and your energy body. So if you were born with Neptune in Scorpio, then you are here to clear generational curses, as they say. You are called Generation X because you have come to X out the lower frequencies that have held humanity in bondage. You were born with the higher aspects of Neptune through the scorpionic power to heal poisons. Now remember, that is the snake people. The same poison you carry is a medicine. It can be used to heal or to harm. It is your choice. But with the power of Neptune, we come in the highest spirit of love to heal humanity. You will find that in this generation of the people who are born with Neptune and Scorpio, there will be lots of addictions because we came to break this energy and to heal it. So let's clarify those who we are speaking of. Neptune is called a generational planet because it can be in one sign for up to 14 years. Now, it is currently located in Pisces, which is the sign that it rules. So this is a time that you can have the full power of Neptune working for you. So access that energy. Now, if you were born between 1956 and 1970, then your Neptune will most likely be in the sign of Scorpio. And they call us Generation X. But if you were born in 1955, then there is also a chance that you may have your Neptune in Scorpio. The date that Neptune went into Scorpio in 1955 was on December 24th. If you were born in early 1955, then your Neptune is in Libra, and you are called the Boomers. But the same could be true for people born in 1956 and 1957, because you could have your Neptune in retrograde in Libra. So I advise you to check your birth chart. And this is very important information to know, because this would indicate the time you entered into the sacred hoop of life and the medicine that you came in with. Connect with your Uranus and your Neptune to find the powers within you and to awaken them. Now, after our station break, we will begin our discussion on the Butterfly Clan people. We'll be back in just a moment.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to Navigating the Awakening. We will now begin our discussion on the Butterfly Clan. This includes the Raven, Otter, and Deer people. You are born into the air element, and this is where your power and responsibility to Mother Earth lies. Butterfly Clan people bring a breath of fresh air into anything in which they are involved. They are intelligent and creative, and they are quick to see where the weak points are in any plan. Most often, these people have the gentleness of the east or south winds, or the sultry spirit of the night winds blowing through the forest. But when a Butterfly Clan person is crossed, you can encounter anything from the strong winds of the west to the cold, icy north wind. Those who are associated with the element of air, who have the butterfly as their totem, are always changing and shifting, just like the air around us. They have the power of transformation, and this affects the people and things around them. The changes they bring can be sudden rather than gradual. They can shift things around like a strong wind, blowing from an unexpected direction. Butterfly clan people are always in motion, physically, mentally, and emotionally. The energy of life flows through them, bringing new ideas, new feelings, and new thoughts. When a member of this clan enters into a room, they can transform the energy. If it is a project or business, they can transform the details or even uproot the very foundation of it. When they see the need for change, they will do what is needed to make it happen. Like the air, butterfly clan people contain the breath of life. This is the force that enables them to transform things with which they are involved. Because they contain this breath of life, they are always full of new plans and ideas. They have to be cautious to not overextend themselves, to try to accomplish too much at once. Butterfly clan people are always looking for ways to serve people. They are happiest when they are in a position that allows them to shift and change unhindered. They don't like to be tethered. They also love to be of service to the mineral, plant, and animal life on this planet. You will often find butterfly clan people in positions of service as healers of the mind, body, and spirit. These people need to learn how to harness the energy of the air which passes through them. Breath work would be a very good practice for all members of the butterfly clan. You need to learn how to harness this energy so that you can ride on it to get you where you must go. If you allow this energy to pass through you, butterfly clan people, without harnessing it, you will have difficulty finding direction in life. People will tend to see you as all talk and no action, just blowing hot air. At worst, if you do not learn how to harness your powers, the winds of life can blow you apart. While air is present in order for all life to continue on the earth, it can have both a passive and violent nature. So butterfly clan people who do not learn how to harness their energy will be prone to maladies that take the wind out of them, which includes lung, heart, circulation, stroke, and mental illnesses. If these problems manifest in your life and you are a butterfly clan person, you must learn to rebalance yourself slowly because you have a tendency of wanting to move quickly, to move fast. You want quick results. But once you have allowed yourself to go out of balance, you must regain it slowly. Use your specific mineral and plant totems to address these ills. And the totems of the other members of your clan will also be useful for you to find balance. Butterfly clan people have their major responsibility to the air. It is your responsibility to be aware of the air, the winds. You are the protectors of the realm of the sky, and this makes Uranus your friend, for Uranus is known as the god of the sky. Use the frequency of Uranus, the 207.36 hertz, to strengthen yourself. This is very empowering for butterfly clan people. You must learn how to access the powers that you hold within you and begin to strengthen them. Now, let's discuss the specific powers of each member of the butterfly clan. Raven people, you have the power of air and fire. You are able to access the heat of the sun. I'm going to go through each one and then go back to them because I want you to hear how this is absolutely profound. You have so many different attributes, but this is just one of them. If you were born in the time of the Raven people, then you have the power of air and fire with you. Now, Otter people, you are also part of the Butterfly Clan, and you have the power of air and water. You are able to access the deep powers of emotions. You are manifestors because remember, our emotions are what activates the energy in the universe. And dear people, you have the power of air and earth. You are able to access the power of the physical realm, of the physical energies. That includes the plants, the minerals, and all physical manifestations as well. You are an earth-based entity. This is dear people, but are very much connected to the air because you are part of the butterfly clan. So, speaking directly to the raven people, being of the powers introduced within you into the air and fire, you must remember how to access these. And again, going back and listening to your message of your totems on the air and the fire that you hold within you, you're very much connected to the sun, the energies of the sun. So this gives you the power to hold the heat of healing within you. So raven people, you are very good at distant healings because you hold the power of the air that travels through fire. So that would be electricity in the air. And so you could be an even more intense and profound distant healer. Your energies have no obstructions. You can go beyond all limits. They pass through the universe as a whole. So your powers of air and fire make you very, very powerful healers. Not only that, when you access the air, you're also talking about the powers of the mind. So raven people are very good at crossing the boundaries of the dimensions because you do have the ability to access the fire within you. And the fire is what gives you the ability to pass through different realms, different dimensions. So you are very easy to cross and make your travels through your sleep or within the self, within the mind itself. You are powerful with many different tools. So remember to access your totems, the energy of your plant and minerals, because they are going to strengthen you and help you with that ability to heal not only others, but yourself. Because remember, raven people, it is about you finding balance. You must keep balance. And the balance that you have is within the air, the earth, the fire, and the water, because you actually can access all of them. You can access all of them. But having the powers within you of air and fire give you a lot of magic, a lot of magic. And we talked about that last week, how powerful magic, the powerful magic you hold within you through that bloodstone, the energy of the bloodstone that is within you, the jasper as a whole. Just go and research that. It is absolutely phenomenal. Now, otter people, you have the power of air and water. You're able to access the powers of emotions. And remember, it is important for you to balance yourself through play and work because otter people like to play a lot. And they're not so much on the working part. But they teach through play. They know how to find balance through playing, and they bring a balance to humanity because people get so serious and get so caught up in work and they forget how to play. Well, the otter people are here to help with that. But the other very important thing you have on your side, otter people, is that you have the ability to access the water that dwells within people. And those are deep emotions. Now for you, that's the Neptunian energy that you're connected to. So it would be very good for you to connect to the energies of Neptune as well, because you are air and water. You penetrate through the emotions of people. So you know how, if someone is in a deep, depressing state, you know how to bring them out and make it lighter. That's the air part of you. That's the air that's in you. You can bring people to higher vibrations through their emotional states. And you like to make people laugh. You like to make people have joy in their lives. You'd like to show them where the joy and the lighter side of life is. And that is your power. Those are your gifts, Otter people. You must remember that and begin to access that and use it, because you must develop it. It is like seeds within you, and all of it needs to be nurtured and developed. You are truly manifestors, because if you can access the power of emotions and learn how to master your emotions, then you can manifest anything you want on this planet, because it is through the power of emotion that we manifest. And it's about learning balance in our emotions. And humans have a lot of them. So the water must become balanced with the air in Otter people in order for you to remain in that high vibrational state. Because remember, you also can fall into your darker side, which is a depressing side. Again, the water that is inside of you can become very heavy and dense, and you can carry around all the woes of people. Water absorbs things. Remember that. Water is an absorber of energies. So you have a tendency to absorb other people's issues and problems. So you have to keep that in mind, Otter people, that you're not here for that. You're here to help them learn how to shed and shake off what they no longer need in their life, what doesn't serve them. And you can do it. And you learn the balance between play and work, and teach other people how to have fun while they're learning. It's just an excellent way to learn. When you're having fun, you'll keep doing it. Now, dear people, you have the power of air and earth. You are rooted and connected to the physical energies of the earth. And so this gives you a lot of magic within using the plant and minerals of the earth. So you can be an amazing herbalist. And using different stones for different forms of healing. And in ancient times, they used to grind the stones up. And still in some places in the world, they still do. And they use them in tinctures and things of that nature. And you can actually find some of them. So you can become masters in the healing fields of using herbology, plant medicine, and mineral medicine. This is a natural force that is inside of you. And because you are part of the butterfly clan and you have the element of air within you, then you are quick thinkers. You are quick on your feet. You know which thing to grab a hold to. If someone has a cold, I know what to use for that. Let's get some golden seal on that. Let's get some podiarco on that. Whatever it is. You are very quick on your feet, very intelligent. Everyone in the butterfly clan is highly intelligent. And so remember, your power is air and earth, dear people, because you are rooted and connected to the earth. And so that means you help ground people. You help bring them to a space within their life where they can see that they are earthbound, but they are also spiritual beings, because you are of the air. And this is also your work, dear people, is to remember that for yourself, is that you are of the earth, but you are also very powerful spiritual beings, which is sometimes a challenge for you because you get so connected to earthly things. But as you are moving through your awakening and finding the balance within yourself, each and every member of the butterfly clan is awakening, becoming more and more powerful each and every day, and learning who you are and the power that is within you, the natural things that you lean toward, helps you become a better person and helps you to assist humanity as a whole, because we are all members of this sacred hoop of life, and everything that you do affects the next person. Even if you don't see it, we are still affecting one another. And so how beautiful is it that we all begin to develop our powers and the magic that is within us, that which we call magic, which is really nature. It's very natural to be magical beings. But magic has become a thing of the past, but we're bringing it back because we need to access that and become fired up again to become the amazing beings we were born to be. And as you know more about yourself and the clan that you are in, then you begin to learn how to work together to bring about a better world, to increase this planet in healing. And Lord knows we need healing on this planet today on all levels. And so everybody has a place, has a responsibility. And as a member of the Butterfly Clan, you have a responsibility to humanity and Mother Earth. And for the Raven people, another thing that you must be aware of is that you are the masters of the air. And so you do have the power within you to mentally go within yourself and begin to purify the air. You can clean the air. And same thing for you, Otter people, because you are air and water. You have the ability to clean the air and the water. So you really can meditate on that and help purify the water. And there are all kinds of studies where monks and people that do a lot of meditating have purified waters that were undrinkable. And 20 minutes after they've meditated over the water, then it was very clean, very healing water. Even water that was full of radiation. It's profound because we are magical beings. And dear people, your job is with the earth, with the air and the earth. You are here to help clean the earth again. And we know all of the different pollutions and, you know, all these spots on the earth that are just filled with trash. You are here to help purify and clean that. And simply by you going within yourself, because you are of the air, you have the power to help do that. So never doubt the powers that are within you, because just because you can't see them doesn't mean it doesn't exist. But when you begin to access it, you will start to see that you are extremely powerful and everything you've been working on is beginning to change. You have to believe it first. You have to believe in yourself and know that you can do it. All of these energies are within you. It is just time, dedication, a little bit of studying, and persistence that begin to change your reality. As you work as a clan together, we will change this earth. It is a beautiful place to be. And as we all begin to work together once again within the sacred hoop of life, then we will bring back the beauty of the earth and the beauty of humanity. We are the protectors of this place that we call earth, and we are here to heal it and to help one another. And so this information is simply to help you learn more about who you are, the powers and the magic that are within you, and how you can help change the world, because you really are powerful beings of light in physical forms. I want to thank you for joining me for another incredible show. Tune in next week as we discuss the Thunderbird Clan and the responsibility you have as a member of this clan. I leave you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. Have a beautiful week.